Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga, here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh my goodness. Welcome everyone. Welcome. If you are just joining us and it's your first time, we surely welcome you here at WCCO. This show is called Steel Talking. My name is Geraldine Steele. I am the host and I've been doing this for over 25 years and I absolutely love it. I have been in the presence of Jonathan Lowe, who is one of my producers along with Chris Tubbs, and it's quite remarkable how we work together. We can trust each other. We know each other well enough. I can look at his face when I'm on the radio and he gives me a look and I go, oh man, in my head. You know what I'm talking about, Jonathan.
I'm glad you said it in the presence of, because there are probably some people out there that would say tolerate, stand at times. I got to be around. I got
to
be in the same vicinity as him.
Is that what you're saying?
I got to be. No. I'm saying tolerate me.
Oh, I have to tolerate you.
Yes.
Yeah, but I've been doing that for a long time. What is it, 13 years now?
That's what I'm saying. That's why I appreciate you saying being in the presence of me. That dulls the pain a little bit, just dulls the sharpness of the knives that are being thrown at me.
I do not throw any of that
at you. And I'm not saying you've done it, but there might have been other people in my past. Just saying.
Yeah. Well, don't count me in that one. My goodness, I always enjoy working with Jonathan and Chris. They do such a great job here at WCCO. And there is so much in the news. Sometimes I get frustrated, Jonathan, because I'm not quite sure what I should address. And the producers are the ones that really bring things clearly into play. You know, okay, well, if you're going to think about this show, or if you like this idea, you know, you might not want to do that idea, that sort of thing. So, you know, here at WCCO, we really appreciate all of our studio producers. They really make a difference.
Well, what we try to do is we try to set up interviews that you'll be engaged with, topics that you appreciate.
Yeah, yeah.
But the first half hour, we leave that up to you. No, I'm serious, because I know that there are things that you want to talk about outside of stuff that we might see and think, oh, that might be an interesting idea. So we leave that first half hour up to you. I know you like it that way, and that way you can bring across some topics, and then we can chit-chat back and forth without the knives.
Yeah, let's start.
Thrown.
Let's do it.
At me.
You're so wrong for that. Well, right now it is September 10th. And of course, on September 7th, there was an article that came out about President Biden's. The headline is Biden's Fibs Are a 20th Century Throwback. They're cinematic, as befits a politician who came to age during Hollywood's golden era. Soon as I read that, Jonathan, I thought, really? Really? Come on, y'all. No. Now, it starts out in this article. It says Joe Biden is in one of those seasons in which people are noting again that he often tells stories about his life that aren't true. This is bubbling around largely because the week's polls indicate his own party's voters think he is too old to be president, and its donors and officials are frustrated he shows no sign of stepping aside to allow some fresh, brisk candidate to take his place. Let's just stop there for a moment. Can I just say, Jonathan, I got really ticked off when I started reading this article, and a dear friend of mine sent me this article, and I'm glad that she did. However, it is so frustrating to hone in on Joe Biden, the president of the United States, right? This man has so much information in his brain. He has done so much in this country. And it frustrates me to just easily pour out these words that, you know, I mean, it's Joe Biden. And once again, he's telling all these lies. And I'm just blown away by that. It's disrespectful in my heart and soul. And I keep saying to myself, why do they want to destroy this particular man? Do you have any thoughts?
I think the thoughts are going to be wide ranging. I think one of the biggest points on this is that even if we were polarized back in the 50s, the 70s, the 90s, we kept the loud part quiet.
Yes, we did.
Now the quiet mm-hmm. part is being rung out loud.
Mm-hmm.
And the polarization of this country is bold and in your face. I think that is part of that. I think there is an interesting conversation going on now, and it's been going on for a while, but it creeps up and dies down again.
But do you think that conversation is worth having? Do you think it infects us or affects us in some way?
Well, the conversation I was going to talk about was ageism. Was
used to be illegal, by the way.
Ageism,
the idea of people getting older and that they need to sit down.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous
right.
to me. If you are capable, you should be able to stay in that position.
And I think that goes into it. I think it's mostly partisan. I think it's mostly the partisan politic of everything. And people looking at Joe Biden, President Biden, and saying you've been in this position for how many years, whether you were in Congress or whether you were in the Senate or mm-hmm. you've been a power player in Washington for a long, long, long time. And you've probably gotten away with some stuff that you shouldn't have. Especially stuff that back in the day, back in the 70s and the 80s and the early 90s, would have been called out today, would have been called out
early. They were called out when it was Clinton. We could go back from president to president, right? And look at some of the things that people would say, oh, no, that didn't happen.
Well, I meant
that did happen.
I meant on his personal level while
right.
he was a senator.
Right.
Things that would have been vociferous. I don't think they were vociferously called out back 25, 35 years ago, like they would be today. I don't think that's the case at all.
I do. I really do. You know, I had the opportunity to sing when he was here in town running for office, and he's one of those spirits that touches people's hearts just with a smile. You know, he will hug people and say, how are you? How is your family doing? You know, those are the things I respect and love, right? I really enjoy that. I want to see our leaders being the leaders that they should be, right? It's all about leadership if we're going to make it or not make it, right? So I look at him in a different way. If he is forgetting, there are so many of us forgetting on this planet. Are you kidding? So why do you want to get rid of the current president of the United States?
Because of the power that is associated with that position.
But with Ronald Reagan, it was the same thing. So his wife took over. She really was the president at one time, you know, in the way that she was handling him and making sure he knew where to go, where to be, how to do all of that. And she was ahead, at the head of that.
And I was going to mention that. I was going to mention that there is an... It's interesting, it's ironic that one side of the political aisle is questioning the age and the capability of one president now when they had the oldest president 40 years ago, when they had the oldest president, I believe, 5 years ago with President Trump, that side of the aisle. So it's interesting to see how his age is being picked upon when they've had representation that has been just as old, if not, just around the same age in their term, in their time, and that wasn't an issue at all.
Yeah, but you know, they're using words like he is completely lost, he forgets, he doesn't know what he's talking about, he's making up lies, he's making up stories that never happened, right? So, I mean, we could go back to about five different presidents.
We can go back to multiple presidents.
Yeah, multiple presidents.
And a numerous amount of presidential candidates.
Yeah, but the candidates I'm not even talking about. I want to talk about those that are actually in leadership.
Right. Well, again, you talk about stuff that might be made up or might be conspiratorial, let's say, just maybe a word from the president that was in power maybe 5 years ago. 4 years ago. I mean,
I don't understand how this discussion can even happen in this particular article. And the article is an opinion, and it's called Biden's Fibs Are a 20th Century Throwback. A 20th Century Throwback. Come on. Do your homework. Go back and look at other presidents and what they've been through. I mean, you know, Reagan has been through so much. We just talked about that. His wife was strong. She was able to help him in many ways. And Jill Biden, the same thing with Joe Biden. I do not understand why we are even thinking about ageism in this way. It used to be illegal to think of it in that way. Right? To say, no, this person is lying all the time. There's proof that they're lying. You know, maybe they forgot. Have you ever told your story and you left out something or you forgot something? Does that mean you're getting too old and you should sit down? Your family should sit you down and let you go and just, you know, keep you in the house? I mean, what? Come on. These are leaders that have done a lot for this country. Maybe not enough for you, but I am telling you, I'm not trying to run for office. There was a time I thought I would love to run for office. Nothing big, just something, you know, I could handle. And then I changed my mind big time because there are so many people who really don't agree that Biden is not smart enough, not clear enough. I am one of them that thinks he's smart enough and clear enough. And he's been doing a great job as far as I'm concerned. And if he is lying, who is the one that is supposed to tell us that we're done? Remember, Jonathan, I brought that question up before? I brought that question up when it comes to singers, when it comes to politicians, when it comes to anyone who is out there, well known, who is supposed to tell us when we're done? So there you go. Let's go over to Julie, who's calling in from Minneapolis. Hey, Julie, what are your thoughts?
Hi, thanks for taking my call. It's about wisdom, baby.
Wisdom. Do you feel wisdom, that Biden baby. Has a lot of wisdom?
Well, he may be old, but it's still about wisdom. But I'll tell you, Geraldine, the reason I called is I'm pretty sure you're going to remember. But there was a senator who served till he was 100 years old. I believe he passed maybe 10 to 15 years ago. He had a child with a black maid that was a maid in his house, and she was like 15, 16 years old. Now tell me you remember his name. I don't. I'm embarrassed.
I don't either. I know who you're talking about, though.
Darn it.
I know who you're talking about, and I don't remember his name. And he was very well known, and he was up in age. There's no doubt about it. Yet people still believed in who he was, how he was doing. They felt like, hey, if he can do it, let him keep doing it. But nowadays...
But my point is the media never was dogging him to see how he was really doing. He wasn't being dogged. One other thing I want to jump in about, I'm old enough to remember President Reagan. At the time, I had a job working with elderly in the nursing area. Mm-hmm. And I remember watching him on TV, and he was saying, you know, kind of inappropriate things. We now know that he was in Alzheimer's. He was at least in early stage Alzheimer's in the last couple of years of his presidency. I remember him looking down at the floor and Nancy would nudge him.
That's right.
And tell him what to say.
Mm-hmm.
And that was on the television. Did anybody criticize Reagan? No. The media left him alone, to the best of my recollection.
Well, I do know that there are people who honor our presidents, former presidents, current presidents, and I don't understand why this, it's almost like a bidding. You know, this side of the, you know, those who are conservative versus those that are Democrats. I am blown away by it. It's like these are human beings that are running the country. The last thing we want to do is laugh. Say that they don't have any, you know, they don't have the strength. They shouldn't be in that position. Okay, tell me why they shouldn't be in that position. That's what I want to know, Julie. Thanks for calling in. I sure appreciate it. And if anyone else would like to call in, you can call us at 612-461-9226.
Real quick before we go to break, I thought it was one of two senators. I thought it was either Strom Thurmond or Robert Byrd.
Strom Thurmond. Yes, sir,
it was Strom Thurmond.
That's the one. He had a baby at a very late age.
Yeah, I was just looking that up, and the daughter died in 2013.
Wow.
At age 87.
Yeah. It's just amazing to me. But we choose who we go after, right? What I don't understand is, how do you pick this one? How do you choose this one? Now, I had a chance to meet Biden. I was there at the depot, you know, in the back. There was a big room where people could come and greet Biden. And oh my gosh, I was so excited to meet him. He sure seemed absolutely clear to me. So if you'd like to call us, 651-461-9226. We'll be back in a moment.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
Yeah. I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Dianaroga, here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It is now 7:20. Is that 7:21 or 7:27? 727. Welcome back, everyone. All right, we have Dave calling in with a question or a comment, and he's from Andover. Hello, Dave.
Yeah, it's not on exactly what you were talking about, but today is it's going to be tomorrow, is a very significant day.
Yes, it is.
And I don't I think part of this came out, but I don't know how much of this information was actually disseminated, you know, to the general public that many people might not be aware that Minnesota and the Minneapolis FBI office played a significant role
in
the investigation and the knowledge of 9/11.
Okay, and I don't understand that, Dave. Thank you for calling, but we're talking.
You realize that we are talking
about a different subject, ageism, and I want to finish that up before we run out of time. So thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate it. Let's go over to Nick in Shoreview. Hey, Nick.
Hey, Gerald. Welcome back.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I have to say, I think it's because people are expecting younger people to run. Mm-hmm. But I also think there are more conservatives, more Republicans out there. So therefore, they want Trump back in.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, here's the thing when it comes to ageism. The definition of it is prejudice or discrimination on the grounds of a person's age. Ageism in recruitment is an increasing problem. So that's an example of what some people could say, right? But ageism is a real problem. We used to have big problems with ageism years ago. And so many seem to have forgotten that. And yet we have had many leaders that were aging and still able to do the job. And I think that's wonderful. That's what I want to talk about. So I wish we had more time with you, Nick. Thank you so much for calling in. All right. So we'll talk about ageism again. We got to take a break and we'll be back soon. It is now 7:35 here at WCCO. Welcome to Steel Talking right here at WCCO Radio. I'm so excited for our first guest. Who is she? Well, as Congress comes back from their summer break, the urgency of passing more financial bills returns. One of the pieces of the legislation up for debate is an extension of the Farm Bill. Now, a renewal of the bill will cover more than people with heavy investments in agriculture. If you need help getting nutritious food from the store to your kitchen, you'll have an interest alongside the farming community. Now, to help explain, we've invited registered dietitian Carolina Schneider on the show. She joins us now. Did I have that correct? Carolina, beautiful name, Schneider on the show. She joins us now on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Hello, Carolina. Are we saying that correctly now?
Hi, yes, you are. Thank you so much for having me.
So great to have you, a registered dietitian. That's a big deal. And, you know, a lot of people hear about the Farm Bill over the years, but the big question is why we need the Farm Bill. Tell us your take on that.
Absolutely. So the Farm Bill includes provisions for nutrition assistance programs, such as SNAP, which stands for Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, which some of your listeners may know as food stamps. That's what we used to call it. So truly any changes to the Farm Bill, you know, in terms of the funding eligibility criteria or program structure, you know, within the bill will affect the SNAP program and other nutrition programs, which in turn has direct implications, you know, on food security and how much access people have to nutritious foods in the U.S.
Now, this bill influences various aspects of our food system, including agricultural production, food access, which I didn't know that was a part of it, nutrition programs, and public health. Is that enough? Are we getting in touch with everyone who needs it?
It's a really great question. You know, I think there's always things that we can do to improve these programs. And, you know, I'm excited to be here to talk to you today about, you know, some suggestions on how we can make SNAP in particularly a better program. And just for some context, you know, for your listeners, about 40 million Americans currently depend on SNAP to put food on their table every month. About 70% of those are families with children. You know, in Minnesota, where you guys are at, it's over 400,000 Minnesota residents, 1 in 13, who are dependent on SNAP. So in terms of things that we can do better, there's definitely some nutrition gaps that unfortunately we are not meeting with SNAP. And you know, people who are benefiting from this program, you know, should be aware of it. So that's what I'm excited to talk to you about today.
All right, let's talk about it. SNAP, of course, has been around for a long time. I'm so grateful for it. There's so many Minnesotans that need it and are using it. But there has been a struggle around SNAP. Tell us why they are still considering, do we really need it? Do we have enough for everyone that needs it?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So a few things, you know, with SNAP. So for those who are not familiar with it, SNAP currently gives, you know, benefits to, you know, millions of Americans to purchase food. It includes access to essentially every single food item. But the beauty of this is that, you know, people can purchase fresh fruits and vegetables, you know, lean proteins, whole grains, healthy foods, nutritious foods. You know, they can go to local independent grocery stores and natural product stores and buy all these fresh foods, which is excellent. However, at the same time, they can use their benefits at places such as a convenience store and purchase, you know, chips and candy and chocolate bars. So really one change that I would suggest or just adjustment, you know, in the program is that we have more strict guidelines when it comes to how people can use their benefits. So helping Americans really make the best choice when it comes to using their benefits and purchasing food. So perhaps, you know, incentivizing people to buy more of the fresh, nutritious foods and kind of steering clear from the more processed items. That's definitely one thing that I think we can improve and work on. Another thing that I, as a dietitian, think is extremely important is giving access to vitamin supplementation as part of SNAP. So like I said, currently people can purchase food items, but not vitamin supplementation. And as a dietitian, I know that unfortunately we cannot meet all of our nutrition needs through food alone. You know, I am a living proof of this. I've actually, you know, been deficient in a few vitamins in the past, and I had to address that with supplementation. So one vitamin that would be very easy for, you know, the farm bill to include into SNAP and wouldn't cost the program anything is vitamin D. And vitamin D is one thing that you may know and your listeners may know. Most of us Americans are already deficient in vitamin D. And, you know, giving people access to, at least having the option to use their benefits to purchase vitamin D in case they are deficient or their, you know, their children and their families are deficient in this vitamin, I think that's a really positive step towards making this program more inclusive.
So why is it so difficult to get vitamin D or even vitamin D3 supplement to SNAP? I don't understand why that's a problem or a challenge.
Yeah, so into SNAP, you know, in terms of adding it to the program, I think it just hasn't been, you know, spoken about, or perhaps there's a lack of education when it comes, you know, to our Congress in understanding the importance of this vitamin and that we are, unfortunately, most of us are deficient. So I think it's just bringing some awareness. And, you know, with everything when it comes to nutrition, I think it all comes back to let's make sure people are aware of the issue. And hopefully, you know, they are on our side to make this better. And Congress, you know, is willing to listen and make the necessary changes. When it comes to just getting vitamin D in general and why we're deficient here in the U.S., although we do have vitamin D food sources, you know, such as fortified dairy products, egg yolks, fish and shellfish, unfortunately, you know, what we've seen in research in the last years is that even when people are consuming these foods, they are not getting adequate amounts because the best source of vitamin D is sunlight. So, you know, people may know that you need to spend some time in the sun every day to get your vitamin D or for your body to produce this vitamin. But at the same time, we're told to stay indoors. We're told to wear sunscreen, right? We're told to minimize our sun exposure. We're working from home. So unfortunately, we really are not getting enough vitamin D through sunlight, through our diet. And even, you know, have to think about the people who are consuming a different diet or have dietary restrictions, like myself. I actually don't consume any animal products, so I am at a higher risk for this, you know, vitamin D deficiency just by default because I'm not consuming those foods.
Yeah, same thing with me. I'm African-American woman. People of color face elevated risk due to melanin-blocking vitamin D. I mean, I buy a lot of vitamin D just to make sure. And it's all year long. Some people say, oh, it's just in the summer you need to take that. No, it's all year long. So I was happy to hear how much you do this and how important it is for you.
Absolutely. And yes, you bring a very good point. You know, the African American population does have a higher risk for vitamin D deficiency. And this is, you know, just an anatomic thing. It's nothing that you can do about it besides, you know, being mindful of checking your blood work every year. And that goes for everyone. Checking your blood work every year with your physician and making sure that you're at normal levels. If not, supplements are the best way to get your levels back up. Unfortunately, it's not through food. And as I said, we do need vitamin D all year round. And people are kind of questioning, why do I need this vitamin? Well, it's essential for your immune system to function properly. And what we see in research as well is that people who have adequate levels of vitamin D in their blood, you know, through sunlight, diet, and supplementation, they are at a much lower risk for chronic disease. You know, respiratory infections is a big one. We see lower risk for preterm birth, about 60% lower risk. Lower risk for asthma, some types of cancer, heart disease, diabetes. It really is so tightly related to your vitamin D intake. So it really is extremely important for all of us.
You know, one of the things I have learned in the neighborhood over North Minneapolis is that there are so many people who have gardens and they are willing to share everything that they're growing. It's just beautiful how people are meeting and greeting one another every summer and talking about, okay, what's going to happen in September? You know, what are we going to be able to share with the neighbors? At the same time, we're also talking about how people are out there at independent grocers, that sort of thing, and finding new ways to get this food. Is that real? I mean, like finding an independent grocer, that is something that we all need to know about?
Absolutely. And I love that you share that. You know, that is beautiful, the sense of community and helping one another. And in your beautiful gardens in the summer, that actually sounds incredible. But yes, you know, unfortunately, none of us have this option. So natural groceries or local independent grocery stores or natural product stores that we all have, you know, near where we live, most of us. It's a great way for all of us to get our hands on more nutritious foods. And actually, I'm glad you brought this up because SNAP beneficiaries, so people on SNAP actually have access to these stores as well. And they often offer better, more nutritious products, you know, fresh fruits and vegetables from local farmers. So not only you're getting better nutrition, you're also helping your local economy and your local farmers and supporting them. So if people are wondering, well, where can I find a store near me? You can actually just Google natural grocers directory. You can go look into infra store directory. This is for the independent retailers. And yeah, it absolutely goes for everyone. And if you are on SNAP, you can take advantage of those and get, you know, better foods that have better quality and more fresh foods, if you don't have a garden, into your diet.
One thing I was surprised to read is that not all foods in SNAP program are the best choices. Choose wisely. You know, many families may not know that. That's information we all need to know. Why is it that not all of the foods in the SNAP program are the best choices? I always thought they were.
I really wish. I think it's a matter of, there are many factors involved. I think the biggest thing is, you know, the SNAP program wants to give as much access to food in general. And we do, unfortunately, in the U.S., we have what we call food deserts. These are regions in the U.S. that are, you know, very isolated. They're not near a farm where we can grow, you know, nutritious fruits and vegetables. And they really don't have access to really any food, not only fresh foods, but just food in general. So a lot of people living in food deserts are dependent on whatever is near them. And a lot of times these are convenience stores and gas stations. So, you know, there's a good and a bad. The good part of this, you know, this part of SNAP is that at least people are getting access to food, any food they can get their hands on. The negative part of it is that, unfortunately, not all those foods are nutritious. You know, think about what we see in a gas station. Not always you know, you can find fresh fruits and vegetables and, you know, proteins, et cetera. So I think it's kind of a balance. I think it's important that we offer as much access to food in general for especially people who are in these food deserts, but we do need better guidelines and incentives to help people choose the better options if that's available in their area.
Wow, it's so true, and I really appreciate you talking about this. No matter if it's the, you know, some bad news every now and then, the good news is that if we know what's going wrong, we can fix it. And so I'm really grateful for what you do, and to know that SNAP is still around. A lot of people get frustrated about it. You've got politicians talking about SNAP and getting rid of it over the years. It's frustrating because we need it, and there are so many people who are blessed by it. So thank you for all that you do. I am so happy that I've been able to talk with you tonight, because this is one of those subjects that we need to talk about, Carolina. So thank you. Thank you so much. And I hope to have you back on.
Absolutely. And I just wanted to tell your listeners, if you are, you know, following us here, this conversation, if you want to help, it's actually very easy. It takes about 2 to 3 minutes. All you have to do is go to allforvitamind.org. There's this great nonprofit organization called Organic and Natural Health Association, and they've actually written a letter to Congress. And all you have to do is go to the Take Action tab, put in your name, your zip code, and you can send a letter to your local Congress so we can hopefully get vitamin D into SNAP and make that program even better for millions of Americans.
Send a letter to your local Congress. There you go. That's number one. And let's hope
exactly.
that they'll write back.
Do that.
Thank you, Carolina. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And if people want more information, what is the website we should send them to?
Yes, it's vitamind.org.
Vitamind.org. Yes. This affects me, so I'm really happy to read this. Thank you, thank you, and you take care of yourself.
Thank you so much for having me. Have a wonderful rest of your night.
All right, you all.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It is now 7:35 here at WCCO. Welcome, welcome to Steel Talking right here at WCCO Radio. I'm so excited for our first guest. Who is she? Well, as Congress comes back from their summer break, the urgency of passing more financial bills returns. One of the pieces of the legislation up for debate is an extension of the Farm Bill. Now, a renewal of the bill will cover more than people with heavy investments in agriculture. If you need help getting nutritious food from the store to your kitchen, you'll have an interest alongside the farming community. Now, to help explain, we've invited registered dietitian Carolina Schneider on the show. She joins us now. Did I have that correct? Ah, Carolina, beautiful name, Schneider on the show. She joins us now on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Hello, Carolina. Are we saying that correctly now?
Hi, yes, you are. Thank you so much for having me.
So great to have you, a registered dietitian. That's a big deal. And, you know, a lot of people hear about the Farm Bill over the years, but the big question is why we need the Farm Bill. Tell us your take on that.
Absolutely. So the Farm Bill includes provisions for nutrition assistance programs such as SNAP, which stands for Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, which some of your listeners may know as food stamps. That's what we used to call it. So truly any changes to the Farm Bill, you know, in terms of the funding eligibility criteria or program structure, you know, within the bill will affect the SNAP program and other nutrition programs, which in turn has direct implications, you know, on food security and how much access people have to nutritious foods in the U.S.
Now, this bill influences various aspects of our food system, including agricultural production, food access, which I didn't know that was a part of it, nutrition programs, and public health. Is that enough? Are we getting in touch with everyone who needs it?
It's a really great question. You know, I think there's always things that we can do to improve these programs. And, you know, I'm excited to be here to talk to you today about, you know, some suggestions on how we can make SNAP in particularly a better program. And just for some context, you know, for your listeners, about 40 million Americans currently depend on SNAP to put food on their table. Every month, about 70% of those are families with children. You know, in Minnesota, where you guys are at, it's over 400,000 Minnesota residents, 1 in 13 who are dependent on SNAP. So, in terms of things that we can do better, there's definitely some nutrition gaps that unfortunately we are not meeting with SNAP. And, you know, people who are benefiting from this program, you know, should be aware of it. So that's what I'm excited to talk to you about today.
All right, let's talk about it. SNAP, of course, has been around for a long time. I'm so grateful for it. There's so many Minnesotans that need it and are using it. But there has been a struggle around SNAP. Tell us why they are still considering, do we really need it? Do we have enough for everyone that needs it?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So a few things, you know, with SNAP. So for those who are not familiar with it, SNAP currently gives, you know, benefits to, you know, millions of Americans to purchase food. It includes access to essentially every single food item. But the beauty of this is that, you know, people can purchase fresh fruits and vegetables, you know, lean proteins, whole grains, healthy foods, nutritious foods. You know, they can go to local independent grocery stores and natural product stores and buy all these fresh foods, which is excellent. However, at the same time, they can use their benefits at places such as a convenience store and purchase, you know, chips and candy and chocolate bars. So really one change that I would suggest or just adjustment, you know, in the program is that we have more strict guidelines when it comes to how people can use their benefits. So helping Americans really make the best choice when it comes to using their benefits and purchasing food. So perhaps, you know, incentivizing people to buy more of the fresh, nutritious foods and kind of steering clear from the more processed items. That's definitely one thing that I think we can improve and work on. Another thing that I, as a dietitian, think is extremely important is giving access to vitamin supplementation as part of SNAP. So like I said, currently people can purchase food items, but not vitamin supplementation. And as a dietitian, I know that unfortunately we cannot meet all of our nutrition needs through food alone. You know, I am a living proof of this. I've actually, you know, been the deficient in a few vitamins in the past, and I had to address that with supplementation. So one vitamin that would be very easy for, you know, the farm bill to include into SNAP and wouldn't cost the program anything is vitamin D. And vitamin D is one thing that you may know and your listeners may know. Most of us Americans are already deficient in vitamin D. And, you know, giving people access to, at least having the option to use their benefits to purchase vitamin D in case they are deficient or their, you know, their children and their families are deficient in this vitamin, I think that's a really positive step towards making this program more inclusive.
So why is it so difficult to get vitamin D or even vitamin D3 supplement to SNAP? I don't understand why that's a problem or a challenge.
Yeah, so into SNAP, you know, in terms of adding it to the program, I think it just hasn't been, you know, spoken about, or perhaps there's a lack of education when it comes, you know, to our Congress in understanding the importance of this vitamin and that we are, unfortunately, most of us are deficient. So I think it's just bringing some awareness. And, you know, with everything when it comes to nutrition, I think it all comes back to let's make sure people are aware of the issue. And hopefully, you know, they are on our side to make this better. And Congress, you know, is willing to listen and make the necessary changes. When it comes to just getting vitamin D in general and why we're deficient here in the U.S., although we do have vitamin D food sources, you know, such as fortified dairy products, egg yolks, fish and shellfish, unfortunately, you know, what we've seen in research in the last years is that even when people are consuming these foods, they are not getting adequate amounts because the best source of vitamin D is sunlight. So, you know, people may know that you need to spend some time in the sun every day to get your vitamin D or for your body to produce this vitamin. But at the same time, we're told to stay indoors. We're told to wear sunscreen, right? We're told to minimize our sun exposure. We're working from home. So unfortunately, we really are not getting enough vitamin D through sunlight, through our diet. And even, you know, have to think about the people who are consuming a different diet or have dietary restrictions, like myself. I actually don't consume any animal products, so I am at a higher risk for this, you know, vitamin D deficiency just by default because I'm not consuming those foods.
Yeah, same thing with me. I'm African-American woman. People of color face elevated risk due to melanin-blocking vitamin D. I mean, I buy a lot of vitamin D just to make sure. And it's all year long. Some people say, oh, it's just in the summer you need to take that. No, it's all year long. So I was happy to hear how much you do this and how important it is for you.
Absolutely. And yes, you bring a very good point. You know, the African American population does have a higher risk for vitamin D deficiency. And this is, you know, just an anatomic thing. It's nothing that you can do about it besides, you know, being mindful of checking your blood work every year. And that goes for everyone. Checking your blood work every year with your physician and making sure that you're at normal levels. If not, supplements are the best way to get your levels back up. It, unfortunately, it's not through food. And as I said, we do need vitamin D all year around, you know, all year round. And people are kind of questioning, why do I need this vitamin? Well, it's essential for your immune system to function properly. And what we see in research as well is that people who have adequate levels of vitamin D in their blood, you know, through sunlight, diet, and supplementation, they are at a much lower risk for chronic disease. You know, respiratory infections is a big one. We see lower risk for preterm birth, about 60% lower risk. Lower risk for asthma, some types of cancer, heart disease, diabetes. It really is so tightly related to your vitamin D intake. So it really is extremely important for all of us.
You know, one of the things I have learned in the neighborhood over North Minneapolis is that there are so many people who have gardens and they are willing to share everything that they're growing. It's just beautiful how people are meeting and greeting one another every summer and talking about, okay, what's going to happen in September? You know, what are we going to be able to share with the neighbors? At the same time, we're also talking about how people are out there at independent grocers, that sort of thing, and finding new ways to get this food. Is that real? I mean, like finding an independent grocer, that is something that we all need to know about?
Absolutely. And I love that you shared that, you know, that is beautiful, the sense of community and helping one another. And in your beautiful gardens in the summer, that actually sounds incredible. But yes, you know, unfortunately, none of us have this option. So natural groceries or independent, local independent grocery stores or natural product stores that we all have, you know, near where we live, most of us. It's a great way for all of us to get our hands on more nutritious foods. And actually, I'm glad you brought this up because SNAP beneficiaries, so people on SNAP, actually have access to these stores as well. And they often offer better, more nutritious products, you know, fresh fruits and vegetables from local farmers. So not only you're getting better nutrition, you're also helping your local economy and your local farmers and supporting them. So if people are wondering, well, where can I find a store near me? You can actually just Google Natural Grocers Directory. You can go look into Infra Store Directory. This is for the independent retailers. And yeah, it absolutely goes for everyone. And if you are on SNAP, you can take advantage of those and get, you know, better foods have a better quality and more fresh foods if you don't have a garden into your diet.
One thing I was surprised to read is that not all foods in SNAP program are the best choices. Choose wisely. You know, many families may not know that. That's information we all need to know. Why is it that not all of the foods in the SNAP program are the best choices? I always thought they were.
I really wish. I think it's a matter of, there are many factors involved. I think the biggest thing is, you know, the SNAP program wants to give as much access to food in general. And we do, unfortunately, in the U.S., we have what we call food deserts. These are regions in the U.S. that are, you know, very isolated. They're not near a farm where we can grow, you know, nutritious fruits and vegetables. And they really don't have access to really any food, not only fresh foods, but just food in general. So a lot of people living in food deserts are dependent on whatever is near them. And a lot of times these are convenience stores and gas stations. So, you know, there's a good and a bad. The good part of this, you know, this part of SNAP is that at least people are getting access to food, any food they can get their hands on. The negative part of it is that unfortunately not all those foods are nutritious. You know, think about what we see in a gas station. Not always. Yeah, you know, you can find fresh fruits and vegetables and, you know, proteins, et cetera. So I think it's kind of a balance. I think it's important that we offer as much access to food in general for especially people who are in these food deserts, but we do need better guidelines and incentives to help people choose the better options if that's available in their area.
Wow. It's so true. And I'm really, I really appreciate you talking about this. No matter if it's the, you know, some bad news every now and then, the good news is that if we know what's going wrong, we can fix it. And so I'm really grateful for what you do and to know that SNAP is still around. A lot of people get frustrated about it. You've got politicians talking about SNAP and getting rid of it over the years. It's frustrating because we need it. And there are so many people who are blessed by it. So thank you for all that you do. I'm so happy that I've been able to talk with you tonight because this is one of those subjects that we need to talk about, Carolina. So thank you. Thank you so much. And I hope to have you back on.
Absolutely. And I just wanted to tell your listeners, if you are, you know, following us here, this conversation, if you want to help, it's actually very easy. It takes about 2 to 3 minutes. All you have to do is go to all4vitamind.org. There's this great nonprofit organization called Organic and Natural Health Association, and they've actually written a letter to Congress. And all you have to do is go to the Take Action tab, put in your name, your zip code, and you can send a letter to your local Congress so we can hopefully get vitamin D into SNAP and make that program even better for millions of Americans.
Send a letter to your local Congress. There you go. That's number one. And let's hope
exactly.
That they'll write back.
Do that.
Thank you, Carolina. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And if people want more information, what is the website we should send them to?
Yes, it's all4vitamind.org.
Vitamind.org. Yes. This affects me, so I'm really happy to read this. Thank you, thank you, and you take care of yourself.
Thank you so much for having me. Have a wonderful rest of your night.
All right, you also. We'll be back in a moment. All right, it is now 7:54 here at WCCO. Welcome back, everyone. We sure appreciate you sticking and staying with us on a Sunday night. You are listening to Steele Talkin'. If you are just joining us, I'm your host, Geraldine Steele. Have been here for more than 25 years, and I love being here with you. So thank you for sticking and staying with us. Jonathan Lowe is the other voice that you have been hearing. And, of course, we've been talking about vitamin D and how important it is. I want to reiterate the website. If you are interested in learning a whole lot more about vitamin D and why it is so important that we have it is the website is all4vitamind.org. Again, that's all4vitamind.org. Now, the reason why this is so important is I learned years ago as a African-American woman that you need to have vitamin D in your body. And now we have vitamin D, we have vitamin 3, and I'm not D3, and I'm not quite sure what the difference is between both of them, but I take both of them. If I run out of D, I still have D3. If I run out of D3, I still have D. So it's important. It really is. And if you hear people talking about, you know, we need to know more about this, then please make sure you learn more about it, especially if you are a person of color. All right. So it's been a pleasure talking with you. Coming up next. Yes, Jonathan.
By the way, before we end the hour, this is from this website, byjus.com. There are quite a few differences between vitamin D and vitamin D3, but the main difference between them is that vitamin D is a fat-soluble vitamin that regulates calcium and phosphorus levels in the body, whereas the D3 vitamin is the natural form of vitamin D produced by the body from sunlight.
Yeah. You know, every time I look at vitamins, it's interesting that we see changes in how they define the vitamin, right? You know, how strong it is, how strong it's not, or where it comes from and how we get it. Do we still get enough? If there's so many questions about vitamins, I'll have to look into all of that. And maybe we can talk about that next Sunday, because I don't trust all vitamins. Not all, but most. I'll put it that way. All right. It's been a pleasure being here with you already. It's just a joy to be on with you. And of course, we're coming up next at 8:10 as our next guest. It's Sue Aberholden, Executive Director of NAMI. That's N-A-M-I, Minnesota, NAMI, Minnesota. So don't go away. We got a lot more coming up. All right, it is now 7:54 here at WCCO. Welcome back, everyone. We sure appreciate you sticking and staying with us on a Sunday night. You are listening to Steele Talkin'. If you are just joining us, I'm your host, Geraldine Steele. Have been here for more than 25 years, and I love being here with you. So thank you for sticking and staying with us. Jonathan Lowe is the other voice that you have been hearing. And of course, we've been talking about vitamin D and how important it is. I want to reiterate the website. If you are interested in learning a whole lot more about vitamin D and why it is so important that we have it is the website is all4vitamind.org. Again, that's all4vitamind.org. Now, the reason why this is so important is I learned years ago as a African-American woman that you need to have vitamin D in your body. And now we have vitamin D, we have vitamin 3, and I'm not D3, and I'm not quite sure what the difference is between both of them, but I take both of them. If I run out of D, I still have D3. If I run out of D3, I still have D. So it's important. It really is. And if you hear people talking about, you know, we need to know more about this, then please make sure you learn more about it, especially if you are a person of color. All right. So it's been a pleasure talking with you. Coming up next. Yes, Jonathan.
By the way, before we end the hour, this is from this website, byjus.com. There are quite a few differences between vitamin D and vitamin D3, but the main difference between them is that vitamin D is a fat-soluble vitamin that regulates calcium and phosphorus levels in the body, whereas the D3 vitamin is the natural form of vitamin D produced by the body from sunlight.
Yeah. You know, every time I look at vitamins, it's interesting that we see changes in how they define the vitamin, right? You know, how strong it is, how strong it's not, or where it comes from and how we get it. Do we still get enough? There's so many questions about vitamins. I'll have to look into all of that. And maybe we can talk about that next Sunday, because I don't trust all vitamins. Not all, but most. I'll put it that way. All right. It's been a pleasure being here with you already. It's just a joy to be on with you. And of course, we're coming up next at 8:10 as our next guest. It's Sue Aberholden, Executive Director of NAMI. That's N-A-M-I, Minnesota, NAMI, Minnesota. So don't go away. We got a lot more coming up.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.